Thank you, Madam Chair, High Commissioner. The Netherlands greatly compliments UNHCR and its staff for the tremendous job they are doing to alleviate the plight of the many people in concern. The Netherlands supports the strategic areas of focus for the near future of UNHCR, as presented by the High Commissioner during the Executive Committee in October. In particular, strengthen protection at the centre of UNHCR's work, a stronger solutions-oriented approach, and a central role for development actors in forced displacement. The Netherlands is a long-standing supporter of the work of UNHCR, especially in these times with so many people in need of protection. Financial resources to alleviate the suffering of people are more needed than ever. The Netherlands recalls the agreement made under the Grand Bargain, where aid organizations and donors committed to increase multi-year funding and to reduce the degree of earmarking of funds contributed by governments. In the light of the Grand Bargain commitments, the Netherlands increased its unearmarked contribution for this year and will increase it for 2017 as well. The Netherlands contributed €42 million in 2016, and in 2017 we will further increase our unearmarked contribution to €46 million. In addition, the Netherlands has contributed to the work of UNHCR in the course of 2016 in specific crises. The Netherlands contributed to UNHCR Burundi regional response plan and to the Syrian crisis. Depending on our resources and the needs in specific crises, we will assess the contributions the Netherlands will be able to make next year on top of our unearmarked funding. However, my government once again takes the opportunity to underline the importance of unearmarked funding and will continue to encourage other donors to do the same. It enables UNHCR to be flexible and to put the resources where they are most needed at any given time. It makes it possible for UNHCR to also invest in forgotten crises outside media attention that are often protracted, but where the needs are compelling all the same. In order to maintain public support in my country for unearmarked contributions, we need to further improve the communication to the general public. We have to be able to show the results of the good work of UNHCR, especially when contributions are unearmarked. Therefore, the Netherlands again recalls the commitments made under the Grand Bargain regarding transparency. We value the ongoing discussions that the Netherlands had with UNHCR, as well as with other humanitarian organizations on the implementation of the standards of the International Aid Transparency Initiative, which improves both the transparency and efficiency of donor funding. We urge UNHCR to continue working with us and other donors of unearmarked funding to improve to publish timely, transparent, harmonized, and open high-quality data on humanitarian funding, and to consider IATI to provide a basis for the purpose of a common standard. 2017 is an important year ahead, with an additional important task for UNHCR with regard to developing the comprehensive refugee response framework into a global compact on refugees at the end of 2018. We wish UNHCR every success in these challenging times. Thank you very much.